All 50 states are required to register people who have been convicted of sex offenses against children. They're also required to release personal information about the criminals to the public. The statute is known as Megan's Law, after a girl who was raped and murdered by someone who lived near her house when her family did not know that the criminal was in the community. In Georgia, where commentator Hollis Gillespie lives, you can find the name, photograph, and address of every convicted sex offender who has been released after July 1, 1996. And recently, she went to look at the registry.
If you were a convicted child molester, I suppose you would need to live somewhere. I was just hoping it wouldn't be on my actual damn street. I was hoping, in my small world, all convicted child molesters could live in prison, maybe. Not four blocks away from my front door. My friend Larry says I should shoot the pervert in the head and drag his body onto my property to fake an intrusion. But that's Larry's answer to everything. Ever since Larry shot at that burglar escaping down the street years ago, and the police told him not to miss next time, he has been itching to test the boundaries of their complacence. In fact, he's been looking into the Georgia Bureau of Investigation sex offender webpage himself lately to see if any perverts are living on his own street within comfortable dragging distance, and I'm sure there are. But this is all sport to Larry, as he doesn't have a kid. I, on the other hand, and fantastically enough, do. That is the reason I moved here. Because soon after signing the contract on my last house, I discovered not only that I was pregnant, but also that the police had recently found a severed human head in a plastic sack on my street. Surprisingly, though, it wasn't such a bad place after all. I lived there 3 years, got married and gave birth, never had a problem, not one problem, except for the occasional crack addict knocking on our door for a handout. So we moved here, just 4 miles away. There are still plenty of homeless people around, but no drug dealers that I can tell. I wish I'd known to look for child molesters as well. Larry has driven by the convicted molester's house, and he's ready to pounce, he says, in case he catches the guy masturbating on a school bus or whatever. Larry is obsessed with child molesters now, obsessed with not allowing them to live swimmingly among us. At this point, all he can do is watch, but at least watching is something. I'm obsessed, too. I'm obsessed with my girl, my little girl. Obsessed with keeping her from the random fingers of evil that curl up from the earth and lurk, ready to reach in and rip your heart out from your ribs when, hey, they don't have to go to the trouble after all. Because there your heart is on the outside of you, all big-eyed and vanilla-smelling and dough-bellied with ears like tiny, intricate seashells. There your heart is. Smiling and laughing and waving at you from a distance, ready to be plucked like a little button mushroom, and all you can do is watch. But at least watching is something.
Hollis Gillespie, writer and flight attendant, lives in Atlanta.